First, I'd like to echo those already wish you all a very happy Chinese New Year, and may the Lord bless you to have a blessed year 2018 for this year. The passage that we have read is from Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. And my topic that I've chosen is tearing the roof off for God. From the passage, perhaps you have been there at some point in your life and can identify with the four men who brought their paralytic friend to Jesus on a mat or on a stretcher, like nowadays we would use it. When they made their way to the house where Jesus was teaching, as you know, Jesus began his ministry in Galilee. And not very long ago, he started to teach, and people began to follow him. And when they made their way to the house where Jesus was teaching, a wave of disappointment must have flooded over them when they saw there was no way to get in the door or the front door of the house because of the large crowd standing outside the house, trying to get into the house to hear the teaching of our Lord Jesus. Yet in this delightful passage, we see problem solving at its best. Both you and I can certainly learn a lesson or two from the friends of the story. First, the first thing we see in this story is a problem. As you know, a man was paralyzed. Whether he was paralyzed from birth or left paralyzed by some illness or accident, we do not know. But we do know that he was bedridden and helpless, having to rely on the sympathy of others for the basic function of his life. But this man was also blessed in that he had some good friends who were willing to carry him to meet up with Jesus. Whether the man himself had heard about Jesus and his power to heal the sick, or whether one of his friends had heard of Jesus and suggested they take him, we do not know. But it doesn't matter, really, isn't it? Because the main point is that they were willing to put forth the effort to go together to see Jesus, hoping that Jesus would be able to heal their paralytic friend. Now you know how it is. When we are getting ready for church each Sunday, sometimes we are running a little bit late. So it was with the man in the story. They arrived at the house where Jesus was teaching and found that they could not even get near the front door because the crowd was so great. This is a problem that our church don't have, I'm sorry to say. When I came to church this morning, there wasn't a big crowd trying to get into the front door of the house, of the church. But do you know, thanks be to God, I've heard that in Shanghai, there's one church. Some of our previous church member has gone back and told me that they have to queue up to enter into this church. They have several services on a Sunday. And we all know too, in Korea, particularly in Dr. Yong Yi Cho's church, people have to queue up for a long time to enter into church. So I pray that our church someday too, people will queue up to try to fill the church pews here in this place. Oh man, just look at the crowd. We can just hear one of the friends say, man, how will we ever get in to see Jesus? You notice that I'm using our modern way of our young people speaking, man. But they had a real problem. Their friend was paralyzed. And they have expended all this time and effort to bring him to the master. And they could not get anywhere near him. You see, they can't get into the house. So my second point is this, that this man also knew how to approach their problem. You see, they have a problem of entering into the front door of the house. So they have to approach their problem in a different way. They did so with faith, with zeal, and with great persistence. They have faith in the power of Jesus to make a positive difference in their friend's life. They have faith that God wanted good and not ill for their friend. They have faith that they could overcome any obstacles that got in their way. So, dearly beloved, it is so with faith in God. It is confidence that God is there for us, even in spite of obstacles and a seemingly impossible situation. Because they can't enter into the house. But accompanying the man's faith was a burning zeal. They were keen to get their paralytic friend to meet up with Jesus. And that is what they set out to do. But the attribute that really proved their devotion was their persistence. When the way before them was blocked, they were persistent in finding a way to get their friend to the master who is teaching in the house. Realizing that it was not possible to go through the front door because of the large crowd, they did not give up and say, "Well, we try. Sorry, old chap. Tough luck," and walk away. No. Instead, they climb up on the side of the house and tore a hole in the roof. Some of you might not have been to Palestine or to Jerusalem or Israel, but I have been there a few years ago. And their house, a lot of them, of course, now have roof. But there are still some of the old houses still have no roof like ours. At the time of Jesus, they go up the roof. It was flat. But they built the top of the house with sapling poles laid flat across the walls of the house with branches of twigs spread over the poles and then slapped the clay pattered down over the branches and then hoping that the sun in that region, there's a lot of sun because they have very hot days and the sun would dry up the clay. And that's how in Jesus' time they built their roof or the construction of the house, on top of the house. So they decided to tear a hole in the roof big enough to lay their friend on a mat and then lower down the mat to the place where they guessed where Jesus would be sitting there teaching to the crowd in the house. They lower him down near where Jesus was sitting. And so, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, these friends of the paralytic were unique and a bit unconventional, to say the least. They did not give up when they can't enter into the house. They used their creativity and got the job done by climbing up the side of the house and go up to the roof, tore a hole in the roof and lower their friend to roughly where Jesus was sitting. What a creative and imaginative way of helping their friend. Third, because of the of the man's approach to their problem, which included their faith, their zeal, their persistence, the result was very positive indeed. When Jesus saw what had taken place and saw evidence of their faith and persistence, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." Now, that strikes me as a strange thing for Jesus to have said, isn't it? It helps to understand that in Jesus' day, it was commonly believed that illness or physical problems, such as paralysis, were punishment for or as a consequence of sin. Of course, we have no proof that Jesus believed that paralysis was because of unforgiven sin. And we certainly, especially in our very modern day today that we live in, we don't believe that paralysis is because of unforgiven sin. But perhaps Jesus was wise enough to know that the paralyzed man and those around him believe that his paralysis was because of sin. So he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." When questioned about his power to forgive sins by those teachers of the law sitting near Jesus, Jesus said to the paralytic, "Stand up, take your mat, and go to your home." The application of the story to our personal lives and to the work of our church is at least twofold. First, the story has something to teach each one of us about the way we face problems in our lives. Problems call for faith that God wants what is best for us, and faith that God wills for us to overcome problems that can beset us in our daily life. Problems call for zeal. Problems call for determination that leads us to be creative. or unconventional. Sometimes, if necessary, just like those four friends who climb up to the roof and lower their friend to Jesus. When they couldn't get through the front of the house, and they call for persistence. You see, when they came to the house, they saw the large crowd outside the house. They could have easily said, "Man, let's go back. We have at least tried to come, but we can't get in." And that's the end of the story. But the man was ingenious. They have persistence. They were persistent. And that says a lot to us. When the way is blocked, try another way. When one attempt fails, make another attempt. As the old saying goes, where there is a will, there is a way. And that is something for us as church, we need to learn. Sometimes there are obstacles and challenge us, not only in our life, but also in our church. We need to be creative, to be faithful, to have faith, persistence, and be creative, just like those four friends. Also, the story has something to say to us about evangelism in the church. Like we went to Bunnings on Friday evening, last Friday evening. I was particularly thankful to the Lord that I saw so many of our young people went for that event. It was very encouraging. We might not know that we are trying to sow the seeds of the gospel, and we might not see any result. But God is the one who gives the increase. We must continue to do work for evangelism. So how good if we had the zeal of those friends to bring others into contact with the healing touch of Christ. Believing that through Christ, He can make a positive difference in all our lives. How good if we had the zeal and determination to invite our friends, our family members, our colleagues, our neighbors, and for those uni students, your uni mates, to church activities. You are sowing the seeds of the gospel. And one day, that seed that fell on good ground will germinate and increase 10 times, 20 times, 50 times, or even 100 times. How good if we were determined to overcome any obstacles that are hindering our outreach for Christ. What a difference it could make in the life of our congregation. May the Lord grant us, all of us, the zeal enough to tear the roof off for God. Of course, I am speaking that figuratively. When you climb up the roof today, I don't think you can, you know, dig a hole or do something not that easy. But figuratively, these four men use their imagination, use their creativity and persistency. Even though their ways have been blocked. So remember, we need to do whatever is necessary to enable others to be brought to the healing touch of our Lord Jesus Christ. So may the Lord teach us this morning, tearing the roof off for God. Let us bow our heads for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful story of the four friends who carried their paralytic friend to Jesus. And even though their way was blocked at the front of the house, they could not enter because of the large crowd. But they were persistent. They were determined. They have faith and creativity and found an alternative solution to help their paralytic friend to Jesus. Even though all the front of their house was blocked. But thank you, Father, that they did not give up and just said, we have tried, but find no other alternatives. Father, we ask that you will continue to teach us this wonderful lesson, that even at times in our endeavors of everyday life, we can fail. But nevertheless, help us to continue to learn from our failure and attempt again so that we can succeed what we set out to do. Thank you, Father, for teaching us this wonderful lesson in our life. And may the Lord continue to bless us this year. The days ahead we do not know, but we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. May all honor and glory be given unto him. Amen.